So if you walk around the sales grounds at just about any major sale throughout the country, you're going to see placards on some of the barns. And those placards are going to read Stuart Morris, because he sells an awful lot of horses, and his dad's been doing it before him, and they've been doing it for a long time and doing it very well. And Stuart is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Stuart, appreciate the time, my friend.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys.
We're sitting here at the Fasig Tipton Sales Grounds in Saratoga Springs. Gorgeous day. Doesn't get any better than this. What makes Saratoga so special and makes this sale so special?
Well, I think the unique thing about Saratoga is, besides and before the history of what's made this place and the litany of champions and broodmares and foundation horses that have come out of this sale grounds in the last 100 years, there's a unique environment here that's created by the gathering of so many influential people in the industry that are here for the month to watch their horses run. And so we have a unique opportunity at the horse sales because the owners themselves are actually here, which does make a difference. And when the agents are by themselves, they're cautious and doing their job and being diligent. But if their owner's here and their boss is here and wants to go and be a little more aggressive in a spot here or there, they can, which often does seem to be the case because there's a lot of quality horses walking around and a lot of success coming from this sale.
I'll put you on the spot a little bit. Do you remember the first time you came here to Saratoga Springs, to this sale or even to the races?
Yes, I do. My first time, I rode up on a horse van with my father's horses. I was 14 years old. It was 24 years ago was my first year in Saratoga, and I haven't missed a year since.
Well, pretty spectacular. And you mentioned your dad, Jeffrey, who has had so much success through his High Clear program. I'd imagine that the love of horses had to start for you at a very young age.
Yes, it did. I was very lucky to be bitten by the bug at as a young age when my brothers were off at the pool in the summers and running around. I was filling water buckets and opening gates to the farm, and bought my first mare when I was 12 years old and got started at a very young age, and thankfully and have been blessed to have success to not have to worry about finding another job.
Was there ever a time when you thought about maybe doing something different, or was it always horses?
Never. This has been what it was for me from the very beginning, and there's never been a hesitation or a doubt that this is what I should be doing.
So what is it about selling horses that makes it so much fun for you?
Well, I guess, obviously, at the end game is the success of a good sale. And for me, that can be a horse that brings 15,000 instead of 10, or certainly a horse that brings a million instead of 500,000. You know, I mean, obviously, the success is the success. And for me, I do take joy in achieving the best results for my clients and doing work for them. I'm blessed to work for a lot of really, really good folks that have been with me for a long time. They appreciate my job and what I do, and I appreciate them and the horses they raise and the opportunities they give me. I also enjoy the marketplace and the people, and there's no other place in the world where you can come to one place this small and have people from all corners of the globe with all accents and all backgrounds, and it's just a fascinating group of culture of people to be around as well.
I love the fact that you mentioned your clients, and obviously that's so important to any long-term success that you're going to have in this business when you're selling horses. Your dad mastered that art, and you're kind of taking that over from him and continuing on with that tradition of maintaining those relationships. How important and how special is that for you?
That's the most important thing, and it's very special. I mean, I have folks I've been working for literally 20 years that I've been working for and taking care of, and, you know, I got out of college, you know, and went right into this deal and have been through my father. There's clients that have stayed with me as I've gone on in my career and carried on in my career. You know, it's the most important thing. And the reward you get, whether I'm working for folks that are very wealthy, which I have some of those, the bulk of my clientele base are folks that live and breathe this industry and feed their families by success in the commercial market. And those are the folks that really appreciate the job done, because a difference in $20,000 extra for a horse for folks like that can change their year. And that's the rewarding part for me, is when you can really help someone by doing my job to the best of my ability and being successful. It allows me to help folks, you know, make a living and do well. And it's very important to me and very rewarding.
I know that you learned from being around your father's operation, from watching him, and now that you're on your own, I'm sure there's some things that you do. You have your own little twists and whatever you want to call them, but things that you do maybe a little bit differently than what your dad did. And I'm sure there's many things you do the same. What are some of those key things that you're doing the same, and then some of the key things you're doing a little bit differently that are making you successful?
Well, I think the number one thing is honesty and integrity and working hard and being truthful with everyone to the best of your capacity and ability. Being efficient and polite at the shed row, quality staff and folks that work for you to present your horses in the most positive light possible. Those would be the number one things that I've taken away from him. And then when you get into things that are differently, it's just different in styles, just like there's all kinds of different styles. I mean, I'm a little more laid back and relaxed. My father can be a little bit more intense and aggressive, as it may be. And I think that's a little bit would be the main two different things in our styles, is that there's a bit of a yin and a yang with the two of us, that they're both successful ways of doing it. But it's more about the interaction with the clientele and the staff and all those things that would be different than that. Because the basics of honesty and working hard and being efficient, getting the horses out in front of folks and presenting the horses in a professional manner, that's just part and parcel with you and your job in this, no matter when the nuances occur via communication with buyers and things of that nature.
Talking with Stuart Morris here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. He'll be consigning horses here at the Fasig Tipton Saratoga sale. He'll be consigning horses at all the major sales throughout the year. So make sure you stop by and say hello to him. And more than likely, you'll see his dad, Jeffrey, alongside of him as well. Is there such a thing, Stuart? We hear jockeys talk about looking at a race before they go into it, reading the racing form, looking at strategy. Trainers will sit there and kind of try to strategize before they enter horses in a race. Is there such a thing for a consigner as mapping out a strategy before you come to a sale?
For me, 100%. I can't speak for the rest of the folks here because I've never worked for anybody but myself and my father for the most part. But yes, strategy is very important and critical. Just like a jockey and a trainer, particularly a trainer at the racetrack, being able to read a condition book and put your horse in the most successful race to win, whether it's a five claimer or a grade one, is critical for the success of the animal. And just like that, you know, we start with the clientele base actually now for next year's yearling crop and evaluating the foals that are born and how they're growing and how they're maturing. And then you continue to watch them evolve and who's going to be mature enough and forward enough to be ready for a summer sale like Saratoga or July at Fasig Tipton, because it takes a unique animal to be ready in the summer. I mean, there's a reason that September is the biggest sale in the world, and there's a lot of sales in the fall, and why a lot of the sales for yearlings are in the fall of the years, whether it's in Australia or in Europe, because most thoroughbreds are naturally the best horse they're going to be physically in the fall of their yearling year. So it takes a special kind of horse to be ready for the summer sales. And so you start strategizing, and you watch those horses evolve, and you evaluate pedigree, and you rely on the sale company and their opinion of where your horse stacks in the pile of other similarly bred horses that are sitting in the catalog with other consigners. To tell you, hey, look, we think you're the best of the best, or you're the bottom of the pile, or you're the middle, or whatever. And those things go into planning and plotting if you're going to come here or wait for later in the year or things of that nature.
So what's the strategy and the goal coming into a sale like this Fasig Tipton selected yearling sale?
Well, you obviously have to bring a quality animal physically. It starts with the physical. The days of pedigree carrying the day are kind of over. So you have to be confident that your animal has what I would be considered a superior physicality to come here, because this is the best of the best. I mean, Fasig does a great job getting their horses here. Keeneland does a good job getting their horses organized for the early parts of their catalog. But the theory being that between here and Book One at Keeneland, we have the best 1% of the public commercial yearling market, is it the theory about what's here. So if you're bringing a horse up here, you better bring horses that you have an immense amount of confidence in, that it can stand up to the scrutiny of physicality. It's also a little bit different here too, because people have several days to look at horses. There's only 200 horses in the catalog. There's lots of consigners showing today. The sale doesn't start till Monday night at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock. So there's a lot of time for these horses to be seen. So they have to be physically pretty superior, because up here, a minor conformation defect in some eyes can become a glaring one, because it's the only defect on the horse. And when it's looked at 9 times, it becomes a bigger and bigger spotlight. So you have to have a horse that's physically, and also important up here is the mentality of a horse. It's kind of a smaller sale ground. There's a lot of activity, a lot of action. So you have to have a horse that can handle that pressure of this environment here at Saratoga, which is a critical part of it as well. I think besides just the physical part of it, they have to be mentally pretty mature and forward to handle the pressures and the environment here with the close quarters and the people and the activity on the sale grounds as well.
All right, tell me about the horses that you're going to be selling here Monday, Tuesday night, and then, of course, in the New York bred sale coming up next week too.
Well, for our draft here, we have 4 really nice colts. I'm very proud of them. I've got a good son of Will Take Charge from my father, and a partner of his, Tim Wicks, and his wife, Sissy, from Pennsylvania. He's a beautiful Will Take Charge colt, really powerful. He's half-brother to Not a Cat, but a Llama, and a pretty serious kind of animal. We're very excited about him. And then for the Morgans Ford folks, some folks out of Virginia that have been breeding and raising good horses up there for about 35 years or longer, I've got 2 really nice colts, really, really exciting young mares. One's a hard-spun colt out of a street cry mare from the family of Forestry. Another Into Mischief colt with a very good pedigree from the family of an old Darby Dan family of Plenty of Grace. So they're 2 exciting colts with certainly hot sires and hard-spun and Into Mischief that are from very deep, old, good families that have been punching out stake horses for hundreds of years. And then I have a very nice Uncle Mo colt last night from my father out of an Empire Maker mare that is from an old Paul Mellon family that my dad bred out of a mare that he bred from a mare he bought 18 years ago. So it's been around for a while in our family, and we've had a lot of success at the pedigree. I think my dad and I figured it up. I figured it up and then told him, but I believe he's sold $4 million worth of yearlings in the last 15 years out of that pedigree up here at Saratoga alone. So we feel like it's kind of a family that communicates well up here with the marketplace. And traditionally, you have to have some pedigree up here at Saratoga. And so that's one of the criteria for these guys as well is, you know, you have to find the horse that's got the physicality with the pedigree here, because it really totes a lot of wood around here in that regard.
Well, it sounds like Stuart Morris is loaded for the Face of Tipton Saratoga sale. How about after we finish up here in Saratoga? What can folks look for over the coming months from you?
I've got some exciting horses coming in September at Keeneland. We've got horses spread in there from Book 2, Book 3, Book 5. Nice horses with credible pedigrees and exciting physicals going there. And then from there, we have a busy October. I'm going to have about 15 to 20 in Maryland up in Timonium with Face of Tipton in the beginning of the month. And then I'm going to have around 40 in Ocala the middle of the month, and then finish up the year at Phase of October with probably somewhere between 10 and 15 there. But I feel very blessed this year. We've worked really hard. I've got a very, very fortunate to have a great support staff of family and friends, and some fantastic clients that I work for. I don't have any formal staff. I'm kind of a one-man army when it comes to running my business. And if I had any staff to thank, I would do that as well, but I don't. But I've been very blessed this year with a good group of yearlings from top to bottom that I'm really very proud of. And I'm looking forward to having a good year in all the spots. And hopefully, as we talked about earlier, my reading of the condition book has been effective, and I've put these horses in the right spots to max money and be successful for my folks.
Well done, my friend. Good luck at the sale, and good luck moving forward. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.